Catching up with the DNR's UP Wildlife Supervisor, Terry Minzy, in studio. Glad to have you back in.
Oh, it's good to be back.
I appreciate you sharing a little time with us today. Let's start out with some good news, I'm hoping, which I know you spend a lot of time bird hunting, and I'd like to start with that and see how you're feeling about this year's grouse season and how your pups are doing.
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I don't get to spend as much time as I used to. I used to hunt 7 days a week. Now I'm down to four. But consistently throughout the year, I've averaged four grouse an hour moved. And I've killed a few. One of my dogs is almost 16 years old, so that's what I call a geritol hunt. And actually, I've gotten to the point where I've got to keep him on a check cord unless I've got somebody else with me carrying a shotgun, because he gets lost otherwise. So, but I've had a good bird season. I'm going to try to get out one more time, and then when November comes around, I start to transition into deer. And as we just spoke, I'm leaving for Ontario here on Friday. So,
what part of Ontario are you going, by the way?
We're going up north of International Falls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Lake of the Woods area.
West where, Ontario, then.
Yep. Far west Ontario. Get up into a place where you can do a natural hunt. You know, I don't sit in blinds. I don't sit on bait. And so I want to get up into an area where I can do just a natural, old-fashioned deer hunt. See how it works out for me. If you're in an area where you have high deer numbers, you walk slower.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a place where you have low deer numbers, you walk a little bit faster. The concept of taking 3 hours to cover a half a mile doesn't work around my camp because there aren't enough deer for that. You'd go deerless, you know, but it's a fun way to hunt for me. It's a interactive way to hunt rather than sitting and waiting. Now, I do sit in the mornings and I do sit in the afternoons, but rather than sit back in camp in the midday, I'm out working up a little bit of a sweat and seeing what I can find.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about bird numbers in general, what your feeling is for where we're sitting right now for grouse in the UP.
You know, so over the 30 years that I've run bird dogs, I think probably the high years have been around 6 birds flush per hour. The real low years have been around 2, and I'm sitting at 4. So I'd say we're kind of at a moderate stage. Now, recognize this year, I've only hunted in Marquette, a little bit of Iron, and some of Dickinson County.
Have you noticed a difference between those three counties?
No, I really haven't.
Okay.
I really haven't. Most of the birds that I've shot have been juveniles, which is a good sign. If you're shooting a high percentage of adults, that means that your reproduction is probably fairly low.
Mm-hmm.
But probably 70% of the birds I've shot of the grouse are juveniles.
All right. Well, I'd like to continue with you later this hour, get a little more time and get into some CWD talk again, specifically procedures for testing your deer and where you can actually drop them off after hours as well, if you're interested to have your deer tested. And you should, in my opinion. So could we get a little more time from you later this hour?
Certainly.
UP Wildlife Supervisor Terry Minzy from the DNR, and we'll be back with him to continue this discussion about our deer herd and CWD testing on the Outdoor Show.